everybody, and welcome along to the William Hill Tennis Podcast. We're down to the semi-finals of Wimbledon 2014, and we're going to look ahead to the action now. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is Sky Sports commentator Nick Lester. How are you, Nick?
I'm very well, Mark. Thanks. Yeah, very well.
Good. It's been a cracking Wimbledon this year, hasn't it?
It has, yeah, on the heels really of a cracking Roland Garros as well. It's been a good couple of majors pretty much back to back. They come around pretty sharpish, as we know. Yeah, plenty of good stories. Obviously very disappointing from Murray's perspective yesterday, the way he sort of rather meekly went out of it. But, you know, we've got to remember what he achieved a year ago, and hopefully he'll be back to his best at some point in the near future.
Yeah, hopefully so. But what we have seen this year is a lot of young players coming through and challenging the older guard, so to speak. So do you see a bright future for tennis now? Because a few years ago it looked like the older players were still dominating. It seems to be changing now, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly needed it, didn't it? I mean, let's be honest, you know, as I've said a few times, Rafa and Roger aren't going to be around for that much longer. You know, with the likes of Dimitrov and Kyrgios and Gulbis and Raonic and more, you know, there's plenty that have made their name this year. Obviously, Wawrinka winning the Australian Open. It does feel as though this is a little bit of, not passing the back, strong a word, but there is certainly this little transition period, and we needed these names. Basically a decade of utter dominance from four or five players in the game, and it's refreshing, it's nice, and these people that are coming through are also personalities, you know, they also have something to offer the game away from the court, which is of course is going to sell the game.
Yeah, okay, let's get stuck into the action then. The women's semi-finals take place on Thursday afternoon, and we'll start with the all-Czech affair between Lucy Safarova and Petra Kvitova. Safarova is yet to drop a set in the tournament. She beat Makarova in the quarterfinals and is 19-10 to win this semi-final. Kvitova, 2-5, 2011 champion, of course, beat Zalavova Strikova in straight sets in the quarterfinals. Kvitova's won all five previous meetings between the two as well. Nick, do you see that continuing?
Yeah, I do. I really do. And I think probably for me, it's going to be a lot of experience out here that's going to make the difference. Obviously, Petra Kvitova has been extremely inconsistent in the last two or three. It's been, you know, sort of one good week and then a couple of bad weeks. It's been a head scratch. This one, you think she's getting it together. She struggled. And, you know, not just in matches, but not just in tournaments, but in matches as well. You know, she sort of played a good set and then struggled to keep it together. Obviously, she does have that sort of game. Kvitova, she does, you know, she is an attacking sort of player. And I think, to be fair to Kvitova, she's actually had a couple of different illnesses that have affected her. She's not really been 100% healthy. But certainly for me, in the last three months, I would probably say, I've seen a very different Kvitova. She's much fitter. I think she's covering the court, as I said yesterday, a lot better. I think she's getting around the court. So therefore, when you combine her aggressive nature and her aggressive game from the back with actually some quality defense, then you're talking about a different sort of individual. You know, you're talking about someone who can hurt you off both sides. And I think that is where she's probably most effective now. Obviously, experience today, Lucy Safarova has never made the semi-final of a major. I think I'm right in saying it's not, you know, she's obviously played well in recent weeks as well. She's played well at the French. But obviously, these two know each other very well. And for me, that I think is going to help Kvitova. I think she's going to know what she's going to get. The lefties, two lefties going at it, obviously a different look for both of them. For me, I just think Kvitova's got too much firepower. I think if they get into baseline rallies here, I think Kvitova's going to be able to blow holes in her opponent. You know, if it's in the strike zone, Kvitova can hurt Safarova for me. I think this is going to be two sets. I think we'll see Kvitova into a final. I think she's looked good all tournament. And I think she deserves a shot at a second Grand Slam.
Okay, Kvitova in straight sets is even money. You can also back number of sets in the match to be two at 1-2 if you think Safarova is going to continue not to drop a set in the competition, but that looks a little bit unlikely going into this. And you're very much in the Kvitova camp then, Nick?
Yeah, I am. As I say, I just think she's made the improvements, she's made the adjustments. I think she has had issues in the past, certainly since she won her first Wimbledon in 2011 when people thought she was going to really kick on and be dominant. She hasn't, and there's a number of reasons behind that. I think it's been emotional. I think she's not been healthy always. And I think, you know, like a lot of people, she's probably struggled when she did win her first major, struggled with the expectations. But I think it's different now. And I think a lot of it's fitness. I really do. I think she's probably in the best shape of her life. And it's certainly helped her gain a lot more points than it was before.
Okay, on to the second of the semi-finals in the women's then. Eugenie Bouchard takes on Simona Halep. Bouchard beat Cornet and Kerber en route to the semi-finals. She's 11-8, French Open finalist Halep, so she's got experience at the big stage. 4-1 down in the first set against Lezicki as well in the quarterfinals and rattled off 11 straight games to win that. She's 4-7 to win this semi-final. Only one previous meeting between the two, and Halep won that in three sets. Do you see a similarly cagey affair here?
This is going to be tight. I really think this is going to be tight. Shouldn't be underestimated how well Simona Halep played yesterday. I mean, Lezicki, we highlighted the fact that she's got a shoulder injury, didn't really play any part whatsoever yesterday. Halep was simply too good. And, you know, she blew away probably a top three, top four grass court player in the world yesterday. You know, you winning 11 of 12 straight games. That is very, very impressive. I thought it was excellent from Halep yesterday. And again, she's someone that... you know, she just does things so well. She's so competent. She does every aspect of her game is so reliable, so solid. You know, when she gets an opening on the court, she's able to exploit your weakness. She's able to outmaneuver you from the back of the court. But again, defensively, she's so solid. I was very impressed yesterday. Obviously, Eugenie Bouchard, clutch again, you know, in the win. Yesterday, look at the numbers, the breakdown of numbers yesterday against Kerber. She saved 8 of 9 break points. She is so tough. Bouchard, really, when it really comes down to the important points, she has so much faith in her ability. I just feel, having seen both of them play yesterday, Simona Halep tips it for me. I think she's going to be too just a little bit. I think there's going to be moments today where Bouchard is going to be aggressive. That's the way Eugenie plays. She attacks right from the off. There's no hanging back. There's no leaving nothing to chance with Bouchard. And I just think Halep, for me, might just be able to track a few too many balls down, might just be able to get Bouchard off balance on a few too many occasions. And Bouchard, perhaps if it isn't working, hasn't really, you know, again, when she has been tested here, I thought yesterday Kerber looked a little bit tired, I must say as well. There's no doubt emotionally the win over Sharapova. And what was probably the match of the tournament so far took quite a bit out of her. And I think Bouchard was able to take her chance. I don't think it's going to happen today. I really like Simona Halep here. I think this could go to three. But Halep is my pick in three sets. I think she's so confident. You know, you only have to look at her results over the last 12 months to know that probably, consistency-wise, Serena Williams outside, she's probably been the best player in the world. And that's why I like her here. And I think it'll be three sets, but it's Halep for me.
Okay, Halep to win then, 4-7 to win the match, 11-4 to win in three sets. The number of sets in the match to be three is 5-4. So that's the women's side of things. Just a quick look at the outright betting for the whole competition for the women's. Kvitova is 13-8 favourite, Halep 15-8, 11-4 for Bouchard, and Safarova is 9-1. You think that Kvitova and Halep will progress from the semi-finals? Who do you expect to go on to win it?
Tough call. My pick was Kvitova at the start. Not going to go away from that. But the way Simona Halep played yesterday certainly raised a few eyebrows. I'll stick with Kvitova, just purely on the basis that she was my lady at the start. So I think she has a perfect grass court game. So I'm sticking with the lefty.
Okay, sticking with Kvitova then. On to the men's section. Novak Djokovic takes on Grigor Dimitrov. We'll start with that one. Novak Djokovic, the 2011 champion, runner-up last year as well, of course, and won in five sets against Marin Cilic, gave him a bit of a scare there. He's 1-4 to win this semi-final match. Dimitrov beat Murray 3-love, outplayed the reigning champion on that occasion, and he's 3-1 to win this semi-final. Who do you see winning between Djokovic and Dimitrov?
I've got to stick with Djokovic, personally. For me, I think yesterday against Marin Cilic, I saw about three quarters of it. I thought when he needed to play his best tennis, when really the push came to shove yesterday, first sets and fifth sets, for me, he was right on it. I thought he was very, very consistent. I think he just got a little passive, perhaps in sets two and three, just really just stepped back a little bit, allowed Cilic to dictate. But when he was up on the baseline yesterday, I mean, the fifth set numbers, I didn't see the fifth set numbers exactly, but he made very few errors. He was so tight, keeping the ball, hitting the ball a lot cross-court, forcing Cilic into errors. That's what he had to do yesterday. Djokovic knows he can out-battle someone like that from the back of the court. And I expect a similar sort of thing to happen in the semifinals. I do. I think Dimitrov played well yesterday against Murray, but I don't think he was forced to play his best tennis. I really don't. And I just think Djokovic is going to pin him on the backhand side. I think he'll wait for the error to come. And I just think Djokovic is going to have too much. I think obviously the return is going to be key again for Djokovic. His returning numbers, as we know, are probably the best in the world. And I think, you know, for me, he looks as though he should have enough to beat Dimitrov, especially given the experience factor. I'm going to go probably three or four sets. But for me, I think Djokovic is going to be too solid.
Okay, three or four sets. Djokovic to win in straights is 11-8. Djokovic to win 3-1 is 5-2. And three sets in the match, 11-10. Four sets is 6-4. So you don't think Djokovic is going to get it completely his own way, but it'd be relatively comfortable in the end?
Yeah, I mean, tough to say. Obviously, a lot is going to depend how Dimitrov pulls up and how he deals with the first semi-final of the major. I actually don't think, knowing him, I don't think it's going to be such a big problem. But I just think Djokovic from the back of the court is going to be too tough. I just think he's going to be out of force Dimitrov into errors. It's something I thought Murray could do. Murray didn't play well yesterday. Murray didn't move his feet. There were so many errors off the forehand, that unforced errors we haven't seen from Murray in a while, especially at this tournament. I don't think Dimitrov's going to get those sorts of errors from Djokovic. Djokovic knows how important this tournament is. You know, this is so critical given the results that he's had in the last couple of years at majors, the near misses he's had. They've hurt. They really hurt him. And I think semi-final, now we're getting to the very serious end of the tournament. For me, this is where Djokovic is going to play his best tennis. I think he's going to pose Dimitrov some very serious questions from the baseline. And I think Djokovic is going to get it done here. I do, and I think it could be 3-1 would probably be where I'd be laying my money.
Okay. Djokovic to win that semi-final then. The other semi-final is Roger Federer against Milos Raonic. Federer, seven-time Wimbledon champion. Winning this year would make him the most successful player in Wimbledon history with 8. And he beat Wawrinka in 4 sets in the last round. He's 1-3 to win his semi-final match. Raonic is only 23 years old, the first Canadian to make it to the Wimbledon semis since 1908. And he beat Nadal's conqueror Kyrgios in 4 sets, coming back from a set down as well, which showed a bit of character. He's 12-5 to win this. How do you see this one going, Nick?
Well, listen, I've probably commentated on, I would say, 4 of the 5 matches so far from Raonic. So he seems to get his match every single day on the rotor here, and I have just been so impressed with his game. I mean, it's 1990s tennis in terms of the way he's playing, the amount of aces he's serving. Again, 35-plus yesterday aces. Guys can't get near his serve. I mean, Nick Kyrgios yesterday won 1 point in the fourth set against his serve the entire set. I mean, that is ridiculous numbers. This guy is taking the match, taking the returns out of players' hands. You have to give Raonic a shot against Federer, and I actually give him a very good shot. I really do. I think this could be an upset here. Surely we're going to see a couple of tiebreakers. Federer's going to have his serve. The pressure's going to be on his serve. We know we're talking about probably the two best servers in the men's game on a grass court. There's going to be breakers in this one. Raonic is very used to playing tie breaks. And if he does get a break, if he can sneak a break, and he actually returned pretty well off the forehand side yesterday, Raonic, I think he's got a real chance of causing an upset in this semi-final. I do, I think. I still don't think Federer is playing his best tennis. Yeah, yes, he played very well against Robredo, but again, yesterday, to be fair, Wawrinka was outstanding for a set and a half. But you have to give Raonic a chance in this match, because just by the nature of the way he's serving, he's going to hold his serve 98% of the time on a grass court. That's going to keep him involved. And it's going to be a point here or there. And Raonic is a genuine believer in his own ability. He's so similar to someone like Bouchard. The Canadians have come up along the same route, and their mentality is so similar. He is not done yet, I'm telling you, this guy. And I think he can hurt. He's got weapons to hurt Federer tomorrow. This is going to be a very stern test of Federer. He's going to have to stay very, very patient. And I think there has to be value in Raonic. I'm actually going to pick him for the upset. I think he can do it tomorrow on Friday. I genuinely do. I think just from seeing the way he's been playing here, he's got so much confidence on a grass court now. And he's got the weaponry to do so. He's got the perfect grass court game. I'll stick with Raonic. I think he's my outside tip, certainly to make the final, and maybe close 3-1, 3-2. But I'll go with the Canadian.
Okay, Raonic to cause an upset then. 12-5 for that to happen. For Raonic to win in 3-1 in 4 sets is 7-1, and to win in 5 sets is 15-2. And you come back 4 sets and 5 sets in the match if you think it will be tight, but don't want to pick a winner. 6-4 and 11-4 respectively. So a bit of an upset there. Let's just have a look at the outright betting for the competition as well. Djokovic is 4-5, Federer 5-2, Dimitrov 13-2, and Raonic 8-1. So you think Djokovic and Raonic will be fighting out the final. Must be a bit of value in that 8-1 there. To you, Nick?
Well, there is, especially given the fact that Djokovic, if it is to be a Djokovic-Raonic final, Djokovic has actually got a pretty... He doesn't enjoy playing with the guys like Raonic who give him no rhythm. You know, he's struggled against Isner in the past. He's not been comfortable playing these guys, so you're absolutely right. 8-1 is... You've got a fiver in your pocket. 8-1, I tell you what, it's not worth it. It's worth a shout, because this guy... as I say, will be involved. He will keep it competitive just by the nature, as I say, of the serve, because he's holding 98% of the time. He's going to bring it into a tiebreak more often than not, and then that gives him a real chance.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Nick. Should be a cracking set of semi-finals, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of the finals.
Pleasure, guys.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.